Family Matters with Carla Dedeff. WFYL 1180, streaming live for free worldwide. Good morning. I hope that you have had a fabulous week. I have. I'm enjoying this weather thoroughly. Finally, I was so chilled to the bone for a good 6 months all winter. I think I just took my flannel sheets off of the bed a couple of weeks ago and stopped wearing my flannel pajamas last week. So finally, the sunshine feels awesome. Today, I am so excited because we are having Family Fun Friday. Or we can call it Free Family Fun Friday, FFF, whatever you want to call it, so that we remember that we are doing lots of free and fun giveaways. I have to mention to you that my Aunt Cece was the inspiration for this idea. She is my mom's youngest sister, and she's crazy and a lot of fun. But she, every Friday evening, has Family Fun Friday with her two children and her grandchildren. They get together at her house and they make pizza, they play games. But the purpose of her Family Fun Friday is to keep the family together and create really wonderful, fun memories. So here at Your Family Matters, we're all about giving you ideas to keep your family strong. And keep in mind that this does take a bit of effort, but I think that the payoff is really a really good and sound payoff. This morning, I also want to share with you what I did with my family this last week. We went to see Maleficent, which is by Disney. It came out May 30th. I highly recommend it. There was no cursing. There was minimal violence, and it had an awesome theme. And we went with my whole family, as well as my brother's family, and my parents went with us, and everyone, all of us, 100% gave it our stamp of approval. And again, it was just this awesome struggle between good and evil, and showing the theme of the person who is unforgiving and not able to let go of his anger and his personal passions, and then how freeing and liberating it can be when we do forgive. So anyway, Maleficent, go and see it. Angelina Jolie did a great job. I'm actually not a fan of hers, but she did a very good job. It was very family friendly, and I highly recommend going to see Maleficent. And I'm a mommy that really is G movies all the way. So this was huge that I took my kids to see a PG movie. My girls are 13, 11, and 8, and they haven't seen C.S. Lewis's Narnia yet because I think they're going to be scared of all the battling going on. So truly, I highly recommend Maleficent, and it probably is time that I let them see the Narnia movies as well. We've read the books. Okay, something else that I have to share with you that we were able to do this week is we had friends invite us to go and see the comedian Tim Hawkins. I had never heard of Tim Hawkins before. I'm going to share with you that we went to see Tim Hawkins. He's a daddy of two boys, I believe. Again, bring the children, Google Tim Hawkins, see when he's coming to your area this month, this summer, because again, G all the way, and he was hilarious. My cheekbones hurt me from laughing at him. He did a spiel on atheism, because evidently there are these atheistic mega churches that are popping up here in the States, but also in London, in Europe. So he did a whole very funny spiel on exactly what do they do in these atheist mega churches. Do they, in our church we sing Jesus Loves the Little Children. So there, do they sing No One Loves the Little Children? It was just, of course, he's way funnier than I am. So this, we're going to give you a little taste of Tim Hawkins now.
Everybody, gather around. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The government can.
And who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the trees?
Who can tax the trees?
Let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, 'cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good. To pay for all of their solutions. Healthcare, climate change, pollution. Throw away the Constitution. And who can give a bailout?
Who can give a bailout?
Tell us to behave.
Tell us to behave.
And make the founding fathers roll over in their grave. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can. Government can, 'cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good.
Make it all taste good.
The government takes everything we make. They're power hungry and malicious. Their economics are fictitious. Soon we'll have to eat our dishes.
Delicious.
Oh, who can be a failure?
You enjoyed that. I have to compose myself over here. I've heard that probably 10 or 12 times. My little girls are singing that around the house, and I laugh harder every time I hear it. Okay, so back to Family Fun Friday. One of the true joys of childhood and even adulthood, when I think about the summer, is reading a good book on a sunny day at the beach, by the pool, in my backyard. I already have all my books lined up for this summer. So I'd like you to call in and tell us, what are you personally reading? What can you recommend to us? Or what are you reading to your children this summer? I know that I have picked out Little Women. I'm reading Little Women to my girls. They love that movie with the actress. What is her name? The gorgeous actress with the black hair. Elizabeth Taylor. She was in that when she was 14 years old. It's like the 1940s version. So I'm asking you to call in because we have Phillies tickets to give away, Reading Phillies tickets. We have Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely and Vote Wisely books. And we also have some Christian romance novels that we're giving away as well. We have authors joining us here on the phone throughout the hour. They're going to be sharing with us their latest and greatest beach reads, the best beach reads. So that's what we're talking about. So I believe we have a caller on the air. Thank you so much for calling in. Ann, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How's everything going? You're calling in from South Carolina?
From Texas.
From Texas, the great state. We love Texas. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about your latest and greatest, A Home for My Heart.
Yes, A Home for My Heart is historical fiction. It is set in 1910 in central Pennsylvania in an orphan home. And it's it was a story that was really close to my heart to write because I set it in a fictionalized version of my husband's hometown and based it on an orphan home that actually existed there for many, many, many years.
I read this book, and actually my 13-year-old daughter just finished reading your book.
Great.
And we both loved it. And is someone from Central Pennsylvania originally?
Yes, my husband grew up in Central Pennsylvania, but he has lived here in Texas with me for 27 years almost.
Okay, so really that's home for him now. So Anne, I know that you have many other novels as well. Can you just give us a little bit of a background? How did you come to know Jesus Christ? How did you become a believer? Did you grow up in a home where this was taught, or is it some you met Jesus Christ later on in your life? And how did you get into writing?
Well, you know, both of those go back to my very earliest memories. I did grow up in a Christian home. My parents are just very godly, wonderful people, as were my grandparents. And I just really have a heritage of faith. But of course, through the years, you know, I had to come to own that faith, which I probably didn't really take hold of that until my 20s, in a way that was really growing and maturing in the Lord. But also writing was, from my earliest memories, I was a reader.
Mm-hmm.
And even from early elementary school, I was put in situations where I was asked to write things and found how much I enjoyed that. So I'd written from a very, very early age. But even in middle school, I can remember the moment of lying on my bed, reading a historical novel, tears streaming down my face, and thinking, I want to do this when I grow up. I want to write these kind of stories.
And you are.
And I am. And God is good.
And I really enjoy that because I have not read a Christian romance, and that's what I would lump this into, I think. I have not read a Christian romance ever. Yours was the first one. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it was interesting that it was so, as I was reading it and getting involved with the story and the character development, I also really enjoyed how you weaved in their personal relationship with God, their encouragement with each other, you know, and how the Lord really used their lives. And certainly it was a real encouragement to me. And I just want to share also that you have a couple of other books. Can you tell us their titles as well? Because I know that these are all on Amazon. Are they on CBD as well?
Yes, they are all on CBD and Amazon and Barnes & Noble or at your independent booksellers.
Okay. Are they ebooks as well at all?
Yes, they are all ebooks. In fact, my first one you'll probably only be able to find as an ebook. You may be able to find a copy here or there, but it's gotten harder to find. Wings of a Dream was my first one. It is set in 1918 Texas, and it is very loosely based on my great-grandparents' story during the influenza epidemic of 1918. So that was very special to me because it had a family connection. I have another book, At Every Turn. It is set in 1916 Indiana, and it is about a girl who's passionate about missions and auto racing in 1916. So that one has kind of an interesting, adventurous twist that kind of the other two are a little more gentle stories. And then I have another book coming out this fall called Playing by Heart, and it is about two teachers in 1917 Oklahoma, and it is a story of expectations about your life and how things sometimes turn out differently and that the Lord can bring unexpected blessings out of those unexpected twists and turns that happen to us.
I'm looking forward to reading that. That's coming out in September, you said?
Yes, coming out in September.
Okay, we'll definitely look for that. So you've been writing for quite a few years.
I have actually been writing seriously since 2000, but it took 10 years of really working on the craft of writing and understanding, you know, how to put a novel together and before I got my first book contract.
And let me ask you this, because I know that we have a lot of listeners that do have a book that's inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to tell them that this is not something that happens overnight. You have to stick with it. And I know because I have read your blog, which is awesome. So I do recommend people going to annmatier.com. I believe that's where your blog is. Am I right?
Okay. Annmatier.com, yes.
And I believe that you are in a writing guild. Is that something else that you would recommend? Or just getting involved with writing groups so you can kind of bounce ideas off of peers?
Absolutely. I have a very small group of writers, three of us, that have been together for over 10 years that we critique each other's work and help each other along. We have a larger group in our town that we meet with once a month. And then I'm a member of a national organization called American Christian Fiction Writers, and they have a website. You can just Google that. And it's a fabulous resource. They have conferences. They have online resources. They have critique groups you can get into. You know, there's a fee to be a member, but it's not an overly, you know, outrageous fee. And it is the reason I'm published today, because of the resources and support and information that I received from my association with American Christian Fiction Writers.
And I agree with you. You know that I've written two children's books, and
yes.
I think that I need to have tough skin, callous skin, and hear the critical, constructive criticism, I like to call it.
But
right, because we have to understand that people are giving us this criticism to make our books a million times better so that they can really do great things for God.
Yes.
So I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning.
And thank you for having me.
Before I let you go, which book do you recommend? What do you think is the best beach read for, you know, our 13-year-old little girls or mommies reading at the beach or by the pool? And I also want to mention that we're giving away a Home for Every Heart today. A Home for My Heart, excuse me, by Anne Mateer. Yes.
Yes.
To our first caller, so.
Awesome. I think I recommend it. I like A Home for My Heart is a very sweet and gentle read. If you're a little more adventurous, I would try At Every Turn, just because it has a little more excitement to it. With the auto racing aspect, you get a little more
fun.
Energy and fun,
And how did you end up writing about racing? Because I know that you have to research. You have to research these areas. How did you get involved?
You know, it was really the Lord. It was one of those things where my publisher asked for another idea and I couldn't really come up with one. I had thrown some ideas out there at them, and I ran across something about an auto race in 1916, and I went, did they do that? And the more I started reading, the more fascinating it was, because I love history and I love facts and I love learning new things. And so as I learned new things, I thought, this would be really fun to write a book, because I bet a lot of other people don't know all this stuff either. So it's a very long story of how the Lord brought the right research at the right time, but it was a very, very fun book to write.
I'm going to have to get that for my beach read this summer. Well, thank you so much for joining us, the very talented Anne Mateer, published author. And we can get in touch with you at annmateer.com, read your blog.
Absolutely.
I know that you're on Pinterest. You're also
Pinterest,
on
Facebook, Twitter. I'm in all the usual online hangouts.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling in. You have a blessed day.
Thanks, Carla. You too.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, so call in, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. This is Your Family Matters with Carla Dedessi, Family Fun Friday. Free, free, free. We're giving away a lot of free things. And who doesn't love free? I adore free. I go one up. I don't just love it. I adore free. So we have Anne Mateer's book, A Home for My Heart, which we want to pop in the mail to you, to our first caller. Thank you again, Anne Mateer. You can find her books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, CBD.com. And again, I read her book and highly recommend it. And actually, my 13-year-old just finished reading it. Great book. We have another author calling in, Joanne Durgan. She's actually originally from the Philadelphia area, Huntington Valley. Her husband used to be a pastor at a church there. She moved out of town. I think she moved to Kentucky, maybe Indiana. She'll fill us in. Anyway, she's been writing for quite a few years. I just finished Catching Serenity, which I highly recommend. And I'm going to let her share a little bit more about this book. And also Awakening, I just finished by her. Her books are very steamy. Again, Christian romance novels. And a lot of fun to read. Yes, we can put. We have a call in, so we're going to take this call. And again, you just fall in love with her characters. Her female characters are all gorgeous. Her male characters are all really good looking. And of course, like showing their relationships with God and how they work through that in the books is really awesome and inspiring. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Hello? Are you there? Hello? Okay. We do not have a caller on the line this morning, and that's okay. I'd like to take a few minutes because we're also giving away Julia Learn's books this morning. So we have Julia Learn's. Oh, awesome. Hello? Do we have our caller on the line? Can you hear me? Okay, I can't hear this person, so I'm not sure if they're on the wrong line. It's line two, evidently.
Hello?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in this morning. Do you listen to Your Family Matters regularly?
Yes, I do. I enjoy it very much. And I appreciate the topics that you, you know, your family value topics that you talk about.
Thank you. Thank you for listening every Friday. How many children do you have? Are you a grandma, a mom?
Now I'm a grandmom. I have three children. I have 10 grandchildren, seven of which are little girls. And this summer we're going to be, we spent a lot of time in the together over the summer, and we're going to be reading the Elsie Dinsmore series.
I adore Elsie Dinsmore. I actually read that to my children.
And oh, okay.
Yes, it's an excellent series. I believe that... it's set in the 1800s, and it follows the little girl from childhood all the way up through, you know, actually her becoming a grandmother. I think there might even be 40 books. I'm not sure, but your granddaughters love that, or have you not started reading it yet?
Yeah, we've done some of it, and we're going to continue this summer. I didn't realize that there may be 40 books, though. That's interesting.
I think there are. Maybe there's only 30, but I know that it keeps going. So you might
That's
even have enough material for quite a few summers with your grandchildren.
Yes.
Well, we have Reading Phillies tickets for you this morning.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
So it sounds like you have enough family members that you can, there's 12 tickets that we're giving away. So
oh, that's wonderful.
It sounds like you might be able to get your whole family together and go out to the Reading Phillies. So I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank
okay,
you for listening
thank you very
to
much.
Our show. And I'm going to let you give our producer all of your information, and she will mail them out to you.
Okay. Thank you, Carla.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.